Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, we are May 17th, 2019, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of May. And this is going to be a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, great topic that we're going to be talking about today, and a great show. So I'm super excited for all of my radio listeners who've been tuning in each and every time we're on to make sure that you guys get the tools and tips to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. And that's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, building a network, growing, being a wise master builder, and making sure that you're doing everything possible to grow your customer base, your business, and all of the people that's around you in your area that you are going to be utilizing as you build a successful network and a successful team. And teamwork does make the dream work. But I want you to, ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited because this is going to be a great opportunity to talk about what's been going on here at GTE Professional Network Radio, as well as with Global Touch Enterprise, web design and marketing company, and what we've been doing in partnerships or basically co-oping with a lot of different companies across the globe. And one thing about it with Global Touch Enterprise or GTE Professional Network Radio, we're here to give you the up-to-date scoop on what's going on in the marketplace so you can be prepared for what's changing. And also, too, to make the necessary changes and shifts when it comes to your brick-and-mortar location, if you have one, or your internet-based business, if you have that, or if you have both. And one thing about it, ladies and gentlemen, the internet is growing consistently like clockwork. It is not stopping. It is not slowing down. So guess what that means? Momentum, momentum, momentum. And you want to continue to be a part of that momentum with your website. And today we're going to be talking about that in reference to what a site should be about, how can I utilize your website as a marketing tool, as a basically a showpiece to represent your brand, your business, and as well as for customers to submit inquiries or make purchases directly off your website. If you have an e-commerce site, that's great. That'll give customers, you want to make it seamless so they can easily make the purchase that you are showcasing on your site. And also, too, to make sure that you're separating your business from your personal and that you're not mixing both, and also give you some tips on putting together promotional marketing campaigns for your website. And this is one thing that I want to share with everyone, ladies and gentlemen, that when you're building when you're getting a new website, you want to promote it and promote it properly. And we have talked about that in reference to a lot of sites that we've put together for a lot of small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations across the country here. But also, too, to make sure that they are understanding on what they need to do to make sure that they have consistent content and making sure that they update the site regularly as needed. When you got a new promotion that you're running, a new product that you want to represent and showcase, and also to just give customers an opportunity to get some incentives for them sharing the product or service that you're providing online on your website. And it's all about that, ladies and gentlemen, incentives programs. If you're not putting those together, you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities here. So, again, all companies, no matter what business you're in, no matter what industry you're in, you want to make sure that your website is current, is up to date, and is interactive, meaning that you get feedback direct from your customers. And also, too, if they're making purchases on your site, you have an e-commerce site, that they also get a chance to give you feedback on the purchases that they made. Your goal as a business owner is to collect the data so you can see exactly what's happening on the site, how successful it's been or unsuccessful it's been, and also, too, what kind of feedback are you getting direct from the customers that's making a purchase? Is it easy for them to make the purchase, number one? Are you putting the top line of products that's hot right now on your website where people can see it? And three, are you giving a brief description of the product or service that you're providing so others can understand exactly what it is you have? And then fourth and not least, are you getting them so they can give you feedback from making the purchase and thanking them for making the purchase with your company and your business? And guys, if you don't do the great experience, I'm sorry, you're going to miss out. It's all about how you greet, relate, you educate, you ask, and you thank each customer for visiting your site, your store, your local location, if you have a brick-and-mortar location. And also, too, to make sure that in the community you're representing your business in the community where you are. Are you basically putting together promotional campaigns, flyers, any events that you're setting up? You want to make sure you let that be known. Always let it be known, ladies and gentlemen. What about your media kit, press kit? Do you have any of those on hand to share and submit in the community where you are? That's going to be a powerful piece, ladies and gentlemen, to get your information out there in the marketplace so others know exactly what you do and where you are. Do you have business cards? Do you have a capitulation of a lot of opportunities where you have marketing tools and marketing materials to give and to share with the general public? If the answer is yes, you're on track. If the answer is no, you need to do it now. Get on it right now. And ladies and gentlemen, the month of May should be your homing beacon for marketing campaigns like clockwork, taking out all out massive action on every step, on every idle thing that you do. If you're taking out all out massive action, ladies and gentlemen, on marketing campaigns, promotional items that you have to showcase, and then also giving incentives for people referring people to you and letting your customers be your runners. What is your website looking like right now? Is it interactive enough where you get the information direct from your customers? Is it easy for them to make a purchase on your site? Have you done a full synopsis or a full walkthrough of your site to see exactly if everything is where it should be? And if it is, fine. If it's not, then you need to tweak some things and update some things right away. You do not want to give a customer a hard time trying to make a purchase on your site. You also don't want to give a customer different information when your content should stay consistent. You don't also want to give them an opportunity where they can't state anything or can't make any comments or can't connect and contact you. You want to have all of these things seamless, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to building your business and your brand. Many times I go and look at websites today as I do my examinations of customers who want or clients that who want to update their sites because it's old and outdated. It hasn't been refreshed. I'm working on a couple of them right now. Websites for good friends of mine, Ken and Sam Bean, working on their website for Foresight, their business, their network marketing or marketing business that they have. And it's a good marketing group that they've put together, a solid network where they're helping others as they help themselves. And then also, too, you know, we look at sites today, whether it's a restaurant, whether you have a cleaning company, whether you are doing retail sales, anything like that, clothing or electronics, anything like that, you want to make sure it's easy and seamless for them to get a hold to the product, take an examination and have a great description of the product, and then making sure that it's easy for them to make the purchase of the product. And then how long will it take for you to ship to them? What is your time turnaround time on shipping? Do you have the cost inside of it, or do you have the cost where they can see exactly what they're going to be spending total once you make the purchase? You don't want to overdo it, ladies and gentlemen, which I've seen a lot of small business owners make these mistakes in reference to overcharging their customers, and they wind up taking themselves out of the marketplace because there's a lot of other people who may charge less than what they're charging, and they're not being competitive enough to get started. Once you start your launch on your site, you always want to start off with some promotional rates that's going to be temporarily until you wrap up enough sales to do what you need to do. It's all about getting them in the door. If you get them in the door, you got them. But if you keep them away from the door, well, they say, wait a minute, that's too much. I don't want to spend that. Then guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You just knocked yourself out the box of trying to get them in the door. The goal is to get them in the door. You want to get them in the door. Okay, so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you want to make sure you're doing everything possible to look at your competition and the industry that you're doing, and also, too, to make sure that you're doing something unique and different that other, your competitors are not doing. Look at their site. Look at their plans and what they've put together. Okay, can you match that? Can you beat that? Can you come up with a concept and an idea that's strategically unique and different from the competition? Notice I said strategically unique and different. You have to be that way in the marketplace. You can't be like everybody else. Your site shouldn't look like everybody else. Your whole item, your whole thing shouldn't be the same. Because if that's the case, then how are you going to identify who's who? Who's the real person? Please stand up. If this is your business, I don't want to be the same. And this is why I share with my clients, I don't build the same type sites like everybody else. You want to have something unique and different than what everybody else has in the marketplace, because this is what separates you from others. It's all about your separation, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace, so others can see, okay, this person is unique and different. Let me go see what they're talking about, or let me go check them out and see what they got going on. Because if everybody's the same, ladies and gentlemen, it gets old and boring, and then you don't want to be around that. So you don't want to be a participant in that. You're not going to be a good consumer. Just like anything else in business, ladies and gentlemen, consumers also look for different things that's unique and different. Just like any business owner, when you hire the right people, you want to get some unique people. You want to get some good energetic people, people with some fire, that's on fire. Let them burn. You want to watch them burn. So you want to get unique groups of people. Consumers think the same way. Don't think they're slow and they don't understand and they don't get it. They do get it. I don't want to be around the same group if I'm buying something. I want to find a unique business that's different from everybody else. Why? Because I want to see what their creativity is and what they've got to offer different from what everybody else is saying. If everybody's saying the same thing over and over, it gets old. It's a broken record. And then you'd be like, well, okay, well, if you're doing the same thing that they're doing, what makes you so different? Nothing. Because I'm the same as the other guy or the other girl. Well, you want something unique and different, ladies and gentlemen. That's just my take on that, okay? Well, here we are. We talk about all of these things. This is the month of May, our growth series, growth month, and we're talking about your website. Are you consistent with your content? Do you have a great description of the product or service that you're providing? Is it easy for them to get the information to make a purchase? And also, too, feedback. Do you have a section in there for a mailing list for them to give you feedback? And then once they make the purchase of the product, are you congratulating them? Are you giving them some incentive or some thank you for making a purchase on your site? If the answer is no, you're missing out on the fortune. It's always in the follow-up. The fortune is in the follow-up. You want to follow up with every person who purchased an item or product off your site and check them out to see how they like the product or service. Get feedback. Send them an email thanking them for their purchase. If they have any questions, please please let us know, and we'll be happy to assist. Feedback. What did you think of the product? Feedback. That's what you want, ladies and gentlemen. The more you get, the more data you collect on that, ladies and gentlemen, the stronger your business will grow. And again, it's all about growth. The most important commodity on the planet to me is growth, ladies and gentlemen. I don't worry about nothing else. It's all about growth. Maximizing the moment. Making sure that you take every step of every day to make sure that you're building your business, your brand, on a consistent basis. Your website, your marketing materials, your business plan, your marketing plan, and the marketing campaigns that you put together will make it or break it for you if you do it right. But consistency is the key. And with your website being consistent, how easy is it for them to find you? How simple is it for them to understand the product and service you're providing? And then also, how easy it is for them to make a purchase on your website. I've seen a lot of sites where there's a lot of people having a hard time making a purchase on their site. And when they come to me, they say, Ed, I can't understand why they can't make a purchase. What's going on? Well, you got a complex system. You got to keep it simple today. Mobile apps, mobile devices can also have it. And if your website don't have a mobile opportunity where you can see it on your phone, your cell phone today, you guys, you're missing out. That's old, outdated tech now. The way it is now, all the websites that we design and all the websites that's coming out today have a mobile app applied to it, so that way you can see it and make a purchase directly off the phone from the website. If your site is not like that, you're all the way out there, buddy. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you want to do. When you're looking at websites or building or getting a website for your business, in whatever market, whatever you are in, whatever industry you're in the marketplace, you want to look at your competition first. Who's in the community? Who's in the area where you are doing the same thing you're doing? And then look at it. Observe the masses and do the opposite. You want to be unique. You don't want to be the same. You don't want to have the same information or the same type of site like everybody else, because nobody can differentiate you between the ones that did good and the ones who did bad. And they can lump you right into the bad group because you just like them. Guilty by association. Hello. That's what it's all about. So you don't want that. You want to be unique in the marketplace. One of my millionaire friends told me this years ago. And said this, he said, Ed, what is it so different what you're doing versus what everybody else is doing? I said, because of the unique component that I have in this product that I'm using, that I'm selling. And he said, you know what? That's going to separate you from everybody else. You want to be separate, ladies and gentlemen. You don't want to be the same. So with that being said, this is going to help you maximize the moment, putting together a unique business and a unique system. You have to have your own system put in place, which saves yourself time, energy, and money, and it gives you an opportunity to grow like never before. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We want to grow. Well, let's grow. Let's grow together. Let's put together something unique and different where everybody else can look at it and say, wow, this person is building something great. I want to follow that. I want to be like that. I want to associate with that. Consumers are not slow. Consumers are not stupid. Consumers also know if I'm going to buy something from a company, I want to know what's so unique and different with that company than everybody else. And, now, of course, we look at reviews like clockwork now, ladies and gentlemen. They look at the reviews online, on social media, on anything, on even on the social sites. Well, you got Yahoo, you got Google, and you got Bing. And when you look at the search engines and you see all of this and you put in the search engine, whatever ad word or keyword you want to put in there about a particular product or service that you want to look up, and you see the reviews on this, this is what makes it or breaks it now. We are verifying everything now. Ain't no fly-by-nights. Ain't no getting over on nobody today either. The technology give us the opportunity to build an honest, solidified business the right way the first time without having to go the other way. You don't have to come through the back door or through the side window. Come through the front door. The best way, the only way to win in business is to do it right the first time. And so if you're serious about your business and you're serious about growing your business and you want to get it to a multi-million dollar platform or level, then you have to change your whole scenario of what business is, and you got to start studying. This is a learn as you earn, ladies and gentlemen. Business is a learn as you earn. And if you're not studying and you're not perfecting your ideal business, the concept that you put together, that you've been blessed with to put together, that you've had in your mind for however long, and now you get an opportunity to do, to just do, then you need to make sure you're on top of what you need to have in the business. Meaning that, yes, it's hard work. Everybody keeps saying that it's not going to get any easier. No, and I don't take any easy routes. I take the right road to get to the level that I need to get to. Whether, ladies and gentlemen, the average business takes 2 to 5 years, we know that, to see a profit. We all say that. That's traditional. But here's the untraditional, unconventional way to grow with your website. You can collapse time frames, and you can reach more people faster, better, than you would on a regular traditional brick-and-mortar location. Why is that? It's because the internet is growing sickly right now. Massive. This is why May, we talk about taking out all massive action, May, because we want to make sure you're doing all that you need to do to grow, to build, to hit more customers, to reach more people. In order to reach the more people is to have an interactive website. And to have a website, that's your marketing piece, your branding piece. That tells people exactly that you are serious about business. If you have a website, Bill Gates said this years ago, businesses that don't have a website will soon be out of business. And he's correct. Look at all the businesses who don't have websites. You don't know who they are. And pretty soon they pack up, they leave. You can walk around all throughout Houston, the city of Houston, my city, Chicago, New York, California, Las Vegas. You can go anywhere in the country and see all these businesses and open vacancies now with businesses that used to be no longer there. Why? Because they wasn't ready for the change. They wasn't ready for the opportunity to grow, to do something unique and different in the marketplace that everybody's doing. You can't play catch up when you're far behind. It's hard to catch up. So you have to look at what's important now, or utilize the win formula, what's important now. That's the sexual subject that I keep teaching and training on the show every week, is what's important now, the win formula. If you want to win, what's important now? To you, to your business, to your life, to others that surround you. And are you developing leaders in your organization or your business, or are you developing just workers? And are you utilizing your customers as your runners, your mouthpiece, to help represent the brand, your business, on a regular basis? And are you doing incentives? What incentives programs are you putting together? I share this with all business owners. If you don't have an incentives program in your business, in your network, you're not going to grow faster than you would if you had it. We don't have a lot of capital for all of this. You don't need a lot of capital. You can give away certain things that's on the money that can help them. It shows it's not about the cost, but it also is about I value what you've done to help me. It's about a value of the individual person who has shared their opportunity or your business to their people that they know. You don't know them. They do. So I'm going to value these people. I'm going to show them the value that I put in them because they trusted me by making a purchase with me, by buying into what I'm doing and supporting me. I'm going to support them. It's a win-win, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't understand the win-win formula, Lord, let me tell you, you're going to miss out on a lot of money, a lot of opportunities here. So let's look at it on face value. We can drive many roads to get to many ways, but there's only one road to get to there quicker, and that's the right road. Because let me share this with you. Growth, to me, you got over 340 million people in the United States. Let's go back to that. We got over 340 million people in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. 1% is all you need to be successful today. 1% of the general population buying into your product, your service, your business, you are set. Always remember this well. You help enough people get what they want, you automatically get what you want. But you got to help enough people. And you have to give good quality customer service. I'm a big stickler of that. How you treat others is how others will treat you. And if you come off all iffy and you don't want to be bothered, they won't be bothered with you. If you don't want to be bothered, find somebody who is more energetic, who's more people-oriented than you, if you're not on that level. And I share this with all business owners, just keeping it real. If you're not on the level, business owner, and you're not a people person, find people who are to help you build your organization, your business, because you can't do it. You'll never get anywhere. And the reason why I'm growing so big, so nice, is because I consistently, I'm a people person, one, and two, I'm consistently looking out for people more than I do myself, because I want to see everybody win. I want to see everybody successful. And that's why my business is all about B2B, business to business, is the nature of my business, because I work with a lot of other business owners or a lot of other businesses besides myself. So if you're B2B or B2C, business to customers, then you want to make sure your customers are taken care of. The more you take care of them, the more they're going to take care of you. It's simple. It's not hard, ladies and gentlemen. This is not rocket science. This is not Boolean algebra. But let me share this with you. If you do it right and you keep it tight, you're going to have continual growth in and out each and every month, each and every week of your while you're in business. And that's what you want. You want to build momentum. So the May month, All Out Massive Action May, is going to give you an opportunity to continue to grow, to continue to keep focused on what's important. Following one course until successful. That's the acronym for focus. So you want to continue to do that no matter what you're doing, no matter what product or service you're providing in the marketplace. It's all about helping others as you help yourself. The more you stay focused there, ladies and gentlemen, stick a pin in there, the stronger you get, the better you are. And guess what? You're going to build so fast, so quick, and you'll be like, wow, that's – give me some information back, ladies and gentlemen. I want you guys to let me know the information I just shared with you today. If you like it, I want you to give me some feedback on it and what you think about what you should do with your website, how you think you should be growing today in your business, and are you branding it properly? You can go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, our website is www.globaltouchenterprise.net. And I want you to always go there. You can schedule an appointment with me. You can see exactly everything that I've done in helping others as I help myself. And also, too, check it out, new iBoomerang. We're doing flights and we're saving people money on these travel we call it a travel savings ambassador, so we can help them save up to 50% off on their hotel, rental cars, cruises, you name it. We're also participating in helping the growth. It's all about the growth, ladies and gentlemen, in the marketplace. Are we here to grow? What are we adding? And how are we valuing each other in the marketplace as we continue to share these opportunities that as they come by? So you want to continue to do that, ladies and gentlemen, no matter what. And I'm super thankful for everyone who's tuning into this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. This is only a 30-minute show, ladies and gentlemen. I know I could talk forever, and I know everybody will love me to talk forever, but I'm not. I got other things I got to get into. But I'm really happy for the opportunity for every entrepreneur, every small business owner across this country that we're continuing to network together, and we share tools and tips on a regular weekly basis, ladies and gentlemen, to give you the insight, the 411 on what's important today in the marketplace to help you do something unique and different that nobody else is doing. And I want to hear from you. I want you to definitely check us out. Go to our website. If you have any questions or concerns, just let me know, and we'll be happy to assist on anything that's going on today currently. Well, I'm going to share this, and it's going to end. This has been a fun, pleasing pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. I want you guys to keep building the dream and keep the faith.